Aircheckdownloads.com.
From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
Thank you, Victoria. And morning. Welcome to Monday. It's August 31st, 2015. Simon Beale here in for Jenny Faulkner. Opening the 4 o'clock club for another day. Whatever your reason for being up and about, hang around. Madonna coming up after Robbie Williams on Heart. It's early breakfast for Monday morning. Simon here in for Jenny Big Mountain. And it's Baby, I Love Your Way. Hope your weekend's been a good one. Thank you for choosing Heart this morning. So listen, it's 12 minutes past four. Early Monday. Love being awake at this time of day. It's just you and me here. But what's your excuse for being up? I mean, I'm sitting here with loads of great songs to play you. You must have a reason. So are you in the middle of your night shift? Maybe up for an early shift? Maybe struggling to sleep? Get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. 82122 is my text number. You can tweet at This Is Heart. It's too hard to sleep. Morning, This Is Heart, Kelly Clarkson, I love that, and it's Stronger. And welcome to Early Breakfast, Bank Holiday Monday, and it's Simon Beale here in for Jenny Faulkner. Actually, being a bank holiday, this is what you want, the weather forecast, which isn't great, to be fair. Heavy, thundery showers, pretty much on and off all day today. Highs between 16 and 18 degrees. So if you are planning on doing something later for the day, just make sure it's undercover indoors, or you've got your brolly with you. Be prepared is probably the best advice I can give you. Right, don't go anywhere. More tunes to come in just a moment on Early Breakfast. George Ezra's Budapest, and I'll play you Jacko as well.
Woo for you, I leave it all.
George Ezra on Heart. He's had the most amazing 2015 so far and continues to do so. Now heading off to South Africa to headline three big shows over there. Congratulations to him. Early breakfast morning. Simon Beale here in for Jenny Faulkner. It's Monday's 4 o'clock club. Big John is in, busy delivering newspapers. Lucy is in the club, off to milk cows this morning. And hi to Jen and Kirsty. 2 hours left on their ambulance service night shift. Not that they're counting or anything.
You're beautiful. That's for sure. No, I still got a lot of value left in me.
Former number one on the Vodafone Big Top 40. I love that. Rachel Platten, it is Fight Song on Heart. And actually, her mate, Taylor Swift, just won another MTV Video Music Award. She's got Video of the Year for Bad Blood. Hope she's got a clear mantelpiece. She's going to need it, isn't she? You might have seen lots of rumours starting up over the weekend about the new iPhone, which is expected to be revealed in the next few days. And this always happens. Before Apple release any new product, loads of rumours from people that say they've seen it, they've been involved in the production of it. Photos start to leak about what it might look like, and everybody gets all a bit overexcited. On the other end of the scale, they have now come across a mint condition Apple One. Now, Apple One was their very first computer that they released back in 1976. And understand, when this was originally sold, it was something like $666, which is about £430 if you do the kind of current exchange rate. So based on that, they're now hoping to sell this first computer. Bear in mind, it's in good nick. On September the 21st in New York, and they're hoping it's going to break its price tag record. How much do you reckon they're hoping to get for a mint condition very first Apple computer? Trust me, it'll blow your mind. I'll tell you in a moment.
Didn't know I was gone.
Play that for you if you're just peeking out from underneath the duvet thinking, oh, can't wake up this morning. Aloe Black on Heart, and it's Wake Me Up. Morning, Simon Beale here in for Jenny Faulkner on Early Breakfast. Welcome to Monday. Hope you've had a great weekend so far. So this Apple computer, okay, it's the very first Apple computer originally released in 1976, and they found a mint condition one. So, you know, you could go for a brand new Apple computer, all singing, all dancing, bells and whistles. What are you looking at there? £1,000? Couple of £1,000? Something like that? Or you could go for a very, very, very old one. Hasn't even got the latest iOS. It'll cost you £570,000. I'll stick with the new one, thanks. So many of the tracks from that second Whitney album were released as singles, that being one of them. So emotional. Whitney Houston on Hearts. Morning Monday, first thing, early breakfast. Simon Beale here, in for Jenny Faulkner. So, final day in the month. It's August 31st. Where did that time go? Final day of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival today as well. It's also the last day of this year's Notting Hill Carnival, which has been happening throughout the weekend. And actor Richard Gere celebrates his birthday, but how old? I'll tell you soon. On FM, online, on your mobile and on digital radio. This is Heart. 5 o'clock. Here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Victoria Bourne. From Global's newsroom, Europe Today.
Thank you, Victoria. Morning, welcome to Monday. Simon Beale here on Heart, in for Jenny Faulkner on Early Breakfast. Final day of the month. Hope you're well today. Right, the best tunes to kickstart your day, just like Alana Miles and Chaka Khan. This is Heart. Chaka Khan. It all I see. For Richard Gere, who is 66 today. Can you believe it? Kings of Leon on Heart, and it's You Somebody. Morning, it's Early Breakfast. Simon Beale here, in for Jenny Faulkner. So I mentioned earlier, it's been the MTV Video Music Awards happening in Los Angeles overnight. And in fact, keep your eye on our shiny new Heart app for iPad and iPhone. We will post some pictures a bit later of everyone turning up in there. Well, they're outfits that don't have much material to them. You get the idea. Taylor Swift was Queen of the Night by a mile, winning the coveted Video of the Year award for Bad Blood. Also got Best Female Video and Best Pop Video for Blank Space. And this won Best Male Video for Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. Early Breakfast on Heart. Hope you're well this morning. It's 5:20, Soul to Soul, Back to Life. Simon here, in for Jenny. Couple of things in the papers, couple of things that have been revealed. Medical experts today saying a brisk 25-minute walk each day can add 7 years to your life. Just got to make sure you remember to do it, that's all. And sticky fingers and soggy cones could soon be a thing of the past. Scientists say this morning they claim they have invented ice cream that won't melt in the sun. Really? Should also mean you get a smoother texture to it as well. I mean, it all sounds very positive, doesn't it? My only problem with that is, currently, as soon as I leave the ice cream van, I quite like the fact that I have an excuse to wolf down my ice cream as quick as I possibly can, without feeling guilty. Ooh, gone are the days of that, then. Songs to start your bank holiday on Heart. Welcome to Monday, Omi, and it's Cheerleader. And Simon Beale here. So as far as the weather goes, it isn't great today at all. Currently raining in many places and heavy, thundery showers throughout at least the first two-thirds of the day. Highs between 16 and 18 degrees. This is the place for more music variety. Morning, this is Heart with Rihanna after Luther Vandross. Early Breakfast. Morning, Simon here, in for Jenny. It's Rihanna and Diamonds, nearly 5:40. There's a story that most of the papers are covering today, which is a report from the Local Government Association's Customer Service Hub. Now, it's a long way of saying, basically, this is a council hotline that gets something like 50 million calls a year. So really busy, and most people that are phoning it doing the expected thing. They're phoning about parking in their street, they're phoning about bins, street lighting, you name it, all the usual questions. There are some people that use it just to ask anything. So, for example, there's one lady who phoned up wanting advice on a recipe in the Great British Bake Off. So just get your head around this for a second. She's in her kitchen cooking, I don't know, bread wasn't rising properly. She thinks, I know, I'll phone the council. They didn't know the answer. There's someone else that phoned up asking how much water is needed to cook noodles. Someone said, I met a boy whilst on holiday in Ibiza. I've lost his number. He said he lived in this area and his dad is a bin man. I wondered if you know him. There's a woman who was wanting help on the crossword that she was struggling with. And here's my favourite one of the lot. Someone phoned up and said, excuse me, could you tell me, please, what time does your website close? And if that was you, shame on you. So lately, in the last few minutes, she has just tweeted a big I Love You tweet after her huge success at the MTV VMAs tonight. Taylor Swift, It Is Style on Heart, which I will play for Keith the Milkman. He says, please say morning to all the milkmen and milk ladies working hard today, particularly if it's raining where you are. I always think particular thumbs up for you on a day like that. Emma's up and about. She's in the car on her way to work for her early shift. Already looking forward to getting home at 4 p.m. and relaxing in the bath. She's got it all planned. And morning to Steve. Just woken up, coffee in hand, and enjoying the songs on heart. Like this from Phil Collins. How can I just let you walk away? If there was just part of you feeling slightly sleepy, that would have sorted you out, no problem. Robin S, Show Me Love, Jess Glynn just before it. Thank you for your company this morning on Early Breakfast. Have a brilliant Monday and get ready for Hard Breakfast here after the news. See you tomorrow.
Aircheckdownloads.com.